Let's talk to Louis Lewis, who is the Director of Tourism in St. Lucia. A tough job, but someone's got to do it. I guess it must sell itself, this location, surely, Louis. And my first question to you is, what makes St. Lucia different to the other Caribbean islands?
Well, I'll start by saying that there is a perception of what is the Caribbean tropical. People tend to perceive that it's a destination that has beaches, fun and adventure, attractions and warm things to do. But there is a variety that comes with that perception. And what St. Lucia does is that it brings to you the best of all of those.
Right.
So that we have beaches. We are among the best beaches in the Caribbean. We also have a nice warm tropical climate. You're never really more than half an hour away from the rainforest. And St. Lucia's topography is unique and different. So it gives you that variation, that greenery. And it also allows you to have waterfalls and, you know, rivers flowing. And you have the soft adventure. You can scuba dive, you can snorkel, or you can just take a leisurely cruise along the coastline. So that's what St. Lucia gives you, the blend of the best worlds.
It photographs really well because there's so much dramatic. The mountains, the rainforest, the beaches, and it's all in this small package here.
Yeah.
So you're lucky from that point of view.
Yes, we are. And we sell ourselves on the product. We have what is considered, what we've been told, are among the most hospitable people in the Caribbean. We are very warm and embracing. And what is distinctive about being Caribbean is the ability to live in harmony with diversity. Mm-hmm. And St. Lucia really brings that out, which is why we get a number of high scores when people rate us in terms of the warmth of our people. We have really embraced tourism, and that makes us unique and interesting.
So that drives your economy. So it's in the residents' interest to be nice to tourists when they come along. And, you know, looking through the history of the island, for instance, it flip-flopped between the French and the British seven times.
Yeah, so, well, you say flip-flop, but I like to put it in a better context, make it a little more dramatic. There's no other piece of land on earth that has been so bitterly fought over. And the French and the British actually changed hands. Well, St. Lucia changed ownership, you know, 14 times between the two of them. And, you know, I like to say that the British won. And if there's no better reason to visit St. Lucia, but come and see what they were fighting for.
Yeah. Still part of the Commonwealth, I notice, as well. So
so
the Queen still the official monarch there. English,
yeah.
The official language.
Yet
French is spoken as well.
The unique thing about St. Lucia, again, is that while English is the national language, there's a French Creole that St. Lucians have developed as their own, which now is accepted in courts, and there's a Bible in Creole. The news is read in Creole as well, and it's accepted, you know, as another official language in Parliament.
Yeah.
And that, again, makes it unique. You only get this language in Haiti, Mauritius, and Dominica, and Martinique, and Guadeloupe. It's this unique melting pot. We like to say that we have this African origin. We have the passion of the French, but we've been kept in the discipline of the British, you know, so it's an interesting combination.
So you've cherry-picked your way through the various races and cultures to come up with this super location and super life. We're very much looking forward to being part of it. One of the things I've looked in awe at is the St. Lucia Jazz and Arts Festival. And I think every year without fail here at Jazz FM, we've gone, wouldn't it be really good to go? Wouldn't it be great to go? And this year, fortunately, I'm going, but we'll be taking competition winners with us. Tell us a bit about the festival. It's in its 25th year this year.
Yes, it is. And it's the longest serving non-cultural event in the entire Caribbean. This year is going to be the 25th year of doing it. And initially it was conceptualized as an event to attract visitors to the destination at a time when the numbers were low. It has gone far past that objective, and it's one of the high points of the year. It's one of the times in the year when all the hotels are filled. But that creates its own unique and interesting atmosphere. There's a lot of hype and people are moving around. You have some good quality shows with top-class world artists, and at the same time, a blend of local, regional acts. Some of those shows are actually free, and there's no reduction in the quality. It's just a unique, you know, Jazz and Arts Festival. A number of big names, and I'm sure at some point I will, you know, I can tell you some of them, some of those who have performed in the past, ranging from Rihanna to George Benson, Barry White. Almost anybody who is somebody has performed in St. Lucia.
These are world-class names, but then you're seeing them in these unique locations. So there's Pigeon Island, isn't there?
Where Pigeon Island is the national park and is named after Admiral Rodney, again, of British origin. And it's an open-air event. It's happening on the last weekend of the festival between May 5th to the 8th. And what is interesting about it is that it's open air, you're on the grass with the sea as a backdrop. You know, that makes it quite interesting. And we've timed the festival at a time when there's a full moon or a big moon in the clouds. So when the moon comes up, there's no better picture or image to have nature in the background and the best music in the world on a tropical island. I don't know how better I can paint it.
You can't. That's utter perfection. I just want to be there. Tell us a little bit about Windjammer Landing Resort, because that's where we're going to have our Jazz on the Beach session, and I'm going to be DJing down on the beach there and that kind of thing. Yeah. So how perfect is that?
That is absolutely. You have Windjammer that is nestled against the mountain, you know, some real nice white villas up on the hill. But what makes the venue a little more interesting is that we have the sea as the backdrop with a nice open sand yard. You will be having Chris Sandrin as the main performer. That is going to be excellent. It's timed again to coincide with the sunset. So you're going to have some really good string music, you know, out there. It's just going to be exquisite. We are in the process of determining who is the opener for that gig as well, but it's going to be in keeping with the same sort of standard. And it's one of the more interesting to be at. It's part of the jazz element of the festival, because in this jazz and arts festival, we've had jazz, R&B, and world music. But, you know, the jazz element of it is what anchors the festival. And Chris Sandrin is one of those iconic performers that, you know, we're really looking forward to seeing. And if you don't see him at Windjammer, I'm not too sure that you're going to see this again, because it's not just about the music, it's the music presented as art. You know, whatever he performed wherever in the world before is not going to be the same as you're going to see him at Windjammer. So that is what's going to make it attractive.
Yeah, it's what jazz is all about, being in the moment and in a location like that. Yeah. Quite something. I'd be right to say that you can wander free, go and see anything that's happening, and you'll get a warm welcome.
Absolutely. The entire country reaches out to the visitors. We have embraced it. We recognize it's important for our economic development. You will feel the vibe. It's warm. You know, it really reaches out to you. And the music, you feel it right through your system. You know, it's interesting. It's encouraging. It's one of those things you do to just uplift yourself.
You must have people that come back year after year after year.
That's something that we've noticed. We have at least 40% of the patrons come back year after year, so much so that the festival has become part of the brand recognition of St. Lucia. It has done for us what Carnival has done for Rio and, you know, some of those iconic events. So it's really, really interesting for us, and it's really what gives St. Lucia that visibility in the marketplace as a tourism destination.
Louis, thank you so much for coming in to have a chat with us, and I'll see you in May.
Thank you, and I look forward to receiving yourself and everybody who's listening now. Welcome. Come to St. Lucia. Simply beautiful.
So, yeah. Louis, give us a message for the Jazz FM listeners that are going to have a go at this competition.
Yeah, I would like to invite all your listeners to participate in this event. And even if you don't win, there is this iconic event taking place in the St. Lucia Jazz and Arts Festival 2016 at the Windjammer Landing Resort. If you are not there, I think you're missing out a piece of history. And it's inexpensive. It's jazz music, straight-ahead jazz, on a beach with a sunset in the background at one of the island's best resorts. You know, please come out and see it.